Classic Rock 105.9 WGKC. It's Rob Stone, and I am pleased to be joined by Ricky Phillips, the bass player for one of my personal favorite bands, Styx.
Thank you. Thanks, Rob. Pleasure to be here, man.
Can you tell us a little bit about you?
Well, let's see. Where do I start? Yeah, I guess it's probably good to know that I met the guys at Styx when I was in a band called The Babies years ago, and we used to tour with those guys. And I met them in 79, and Tommy Shaw and I have kind of remained friends since then. When he was in Damn Yankees, as a matter of fact, I was in Bad English, so we've had sort of a dual career sideline. And then when the boys asked me to join the band, it was something I didn't see coming, but it's been very cool, and we've been on the road doing probably 200 days a year for the last 8 years on the road and hitting it pretty strong. But I have to say, all of Illinois, obviously, Chicago's where the band started, and the entire Midwest is kind of a sweet spot for the band. We love playing there. We can't wait to come and rock out with everybody there. It's definitely probably one of our favorite parts of the year every year.
Yeah, I could imagine, and I know growing up in Chicago, as I did, thanks to WLS, you guys were all over the Midwest.
And it's good to get that kind of support, and I mean, not every band gets that support from their local area, so we don't take it for granted. We appreciate everybody's support.
I grew up listening to you, and we're talking back in the days of 8-tracks and turntables, so...
Absolutely.
We go way
That's
back.
Right.
There was
That's
no...
Right. The licorice pizzas.
Licorice pizzas. Fill me in on that.
Yeah. Well, Licorice Pizza was a record chain back in the day, and Licorice Pizza was a big vinyl, 33 and a third spinning disc. And we don't see those much anymore, although they are making sort of a resurgence. But some people think that's the best that the music ever sounded was on vinyl. And then you mentioned 8-tracks. That's something that I don't even know how to explain.
I don't know either, and it makes me mad because it used to make me mad because the little glue strip would break, and then your 8-track was toast.
That's it, and it happened to everybody.
You guys have a follow-up to your Regeneration Volume 1. You've got a new DVD coming out as well?
Yeah, we've been working hard. Last year, 2010, there were projects going. I couldn't keep up with everything we were doing myself. But it was a good year. We definitely filmed an 11 camera shoot in Memphis, and that's being assembled and put together now. I guess they have to do all the editing and all that. And as you said, the Regeneration Volume 2 is coming out. And for us, it's just nice to have something fresh and new to bring out. We definitely try to pay homage. We don't try to reinvent the songs that everybody loves. One of my pet peeves is to go see a band and I'm waiting for the guitar lick that I love in the song, and then the guy doesn't play it, or the singer plays different phrasing, doesn't sing the melody, decides to play around with the song. We're not big fans of that. We like to give everybody what they grew up listening to, and as J.Y. says, we were the soundtrack to everyone's misspent youth, so why change it now?
Yep, J.Y. definitely hit the nail on the head for sure. I am looking forward to your DVD coming out because I love the DVDs in concert. You throw that in, get the surround sound going on, and grab a beverage, crank it up, and make a day of it and kind of make the neighbors mad.
Yep. Absolutely, I've done a lot of that.
Hey, I think we all have. That's a beautiful thing. Hey, I hear you have quite the guitar collection, and we have tons of guitar aficionados in the audience.
Oh, yeah. That has just been one of those things. I think everybody who starts off and buys a guitar and then sells it and gets another one, you think you're upgrading, but then as life continues on, you have these fond memories of your first guitars, so... I think it started there as me trying to find some of the old original guitars that I had in bands when I was 12 years old, 13 years old. And then that brought me to, the Fenders of the 50s and the 60s. And I couldn't stop. It's just like collecting stamps or whatever. It's just a little more expensive.
In round numbers, how many guitars in your collection?
It's not huge. I would say it's probably around 100 at this point. I know guys that have unbelievable numbers of guitars, but I didn't want to be like a hoarder. I've always wanted to get basses that I love the sound of, or were somehow struck a chord with me, either growing up or in an influential time. I always loved 68 Telecaster basses were a real favorite of mine, and so I do have about five of those guys. But I have different years and vintages of Fender Precision basses and jazz basses. I think I probably have more of those than just about anything. I do have the odd, you know, Rick and Backers were always cool in the back in the day, and I have a Sigma, the first 80 Firebird guitars ever made. They were introduced in 63. I've got one of those, and I was playing that in sticks for a while. When I should say also, when Chuck Finazzo, the original bass player in the band, comes out, and he does tour with us and travel with us probably over 90% of the time, when we bring Chucky out, I switch over to guitar. So I've kind of been able to play and have some fun with some of the vintage guitars during that portion of the show.